We're up to Simon Reish Samich Vav. Din mi shehechshech lo badarach. It's actually a long simon, 13 seifim. It's supposed to take like a whole week. We're going to try to do it in like half a week. Basically, someone is on the road going home on Friday, and next thing you know, it's a Shabbos, and he's kind of stuck and stranded on the road with his car or his camel, his chamor. So this is actually the last parak of Masechta Shabbos. This is the first Mishnah, Misha Hichshech. So the Mishnah over there says, on Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Misha Hichshech Baderech. So he's on the road and it starts to get dark, right? Whatever, it's becoming dark. Soon it's going to be Shabbos. He's going to be stuck. So we have a bunch of leniencies. Chazal gave us a bunch of kulos. We'll see why in a minute. So the Mishnah says, he has his wallet on him. No sin kisa l'nachri. He should give his wallet, if he's with the guy, he should give the guy his wallet to carry for him, and hopefully he'll get it back. Now, usually that would be asa, right? That's amir la'akum. You're asking the guy, there's no erev, maybe it's out of the tchum, no erev. You're asking the guy to carry for you. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, v'im'enimo nachri, if he's not with a guy, but he's got a donkey, he should put the wallet on the donkey. Okay, that's also not so pashut, as we'll see, because there's two problems with that. One is we already learned the Resh Mem Vav, but there's a problem in lending animals to Goyim. If the guy's going to have the animal on Shabbos, because if a guy uses your animal on Shabbos, it's an Isra Daraisa, it's an Isra Aseh of Shvisas Behema. My animals have to rest on Shabbos just like I, not exactly just like, but almost just like I have to rest on Shabbos, my animal also has to rest on Shabbos. So I can't lend it to a guy and have a guy working the animal on Shabbos. So here, putting my wallet, I can't carry the wallet, so my behemoth carry the wallet. Behemoth is also not allowed to carry the wallet. It's a Jewish, assuming it's a Jewish behemoth, meaning the behemoth owned by a Jew. It's a problem she says behemoth. There's another problem here, which you also discussed back in Reish Mem Vav, is something called mechamer. Mechamer is where I kind of encourage an animal to do malacha to do malacha on Shabbos. Mechamer, we assume, is even if it's not my animal. She's a behemoth, my animal. If it's not my animal, if it's your animal, so it's not my problem, it's your problem. But I still can't, you know, tell the animal to do malacha or encourage, however you deal with animals, get the animal to do some malacha on Shabbos. Even if it's not my animal, that's called mechamer, and it's a daraisa.